This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How are we going to stop these sins? Wallahi, I will discuss it with you and I want you to implement it the next time your nafs calls you to a sin. Listen to this solution. As you approach committing this sin, right? Remember what I'm saying. So now, a shaitan has whispered in your mind, your desire is starting to build up bit by bit, and you feel like approaching and committing a sin, especially the sins that are in private, watching something that is impermissible, taking a drug, for example, drinking alcohol in secret because your parents or your friends don't know about it, going through your spouse's phone, also that is haram and that's a sin, and there's a desire to do that, wal'ayadhu billah. When you approach to commit a sin, I tell you what, there is always, always a feeling of fear in the heart of a believer. 100%. There is some feeling inside your heart. Obviously, this is what makes us believers. That we believe that Allah sees us when we commit sins. No one denies this fact. Even in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he referred to that feeling in your heart. When you approach a sin, he referred to it as وَاعِظُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ. That feeling of fear that Allah is watching over you, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to it as the warner that is in the heart of every believer. So what I want you to do when you approach a sin in private, don't ignore that sense of fear in your heart. Don't ignore that sense of Allah watching over you. Don't. Rather, I want you to do this. Take advantage of that feeling. And say to yourself these words aloud. Say, Allah is watching me. Don't ignore the feeling. When you suppress and ignore the feeling that Allah is watching over you, you'll commit the sin. Rather, what you're supposed to do at that moment, take advantage. And say the words aloud. Say, Allah is watching me. Read the words of Allah in Surah Al-Alaq. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Doesn't he know that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching over you? And say, and answer the question of Allah. Answer it. And say, oh Allah, yes, I know you are watching over me. And I'm going to act by this knowledge that I know. And I'm going to stop the sin and what I'm doing right now. I'm ashamed of myself, oh Allah. I'm going to stop. Look, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was in that setting and the wife of Al-Aziz came and wanted to tempt him and make him fall into the sin, and she was alone with him in the room, Yusuf alayhi salam, the first thing he said was, Ma'ad Allah. May Allah protect me from this. He mentioned the word Allah. Don't ignore the feeling of fear of Allah in your heart. Don't ignore it. Raise it, bring it out to your tongue, say it, start mentioning, say A'udhu Billah, say Allah can watch me, say the words, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ, as Allah said in the Qur'an, say it, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Qur'an, they cover their sins from the people out of fear of being exposed, and they don't cover their sins out of fear from Allah, وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. And Allah is with them all the time. He can see them and what they do. Take advantage of that feeling of fear in your heart when you're doing the sin and bring it up. Don't ignore it. If you ignore it, you're going to fall into the sin. Allahu Akbar. Don't ignore this feeling. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you remember Allah and you remember the name of Allah and you say, Ma'ad Allah, just before you commit a sin, wallahi, the mention of Allah will destroy the temptation and the desire instantly, instantly. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is heavy when it's weighed with the name of Allah. So if you're mentioning Allah, and you're saying ma'ad Allah, and you're saying I fear Allah, and you're saying these words aloud, if they are weighed with your desire and your temptation to do the haram, to watch the haram, if you're mentioning Allah's name, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing will ever outweigh Allah's name, Therefore, your temptation and your desire will be shattered instantly. Allahu Akbar, trust me. Trust me, Wallahi, trust me, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The temptation will cease to exist. It'll go away. At that moment when you feel like it's gone, congratulations. That's the moment in where you have defeated a shaitan. Afterwards, after you've mentioned Allah and you feel like the temptation has gone away, remember, a shaitan can come back and he will come back. So what you need to do afterwards, move away from that place. If you're at a computer screen, if you're in your room with your mobile device, move out of that room. Go somewhere to a public area where your parents are sitting, where your family is sitting, where your spouse is. Move, get out of a private space. Move, call someone, do something. Look, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was in that room with the wife of Al-Aziz and she tried to seduce him, what did he do after he said Ma'ad Allah? After he mentioned Allah's name, Allah Azza wa Jal said Wastabaqa al-bab. He ran towards the door, teaching us move away from the place that you are going to commit the sin. After Allah gives you strength over your sin, move away from that place. Wastabaqa al-bab. Yusuf alayhi salam began to rush to the door, and of course the wife of Al-Aziz began to chase him as well. And wallahi, if you do that, wallah, relief will come straight after that. Relief will come straight after that. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. As soon as he reached the door, what happened? The king, the husband of that lady, Al-Aziz, opened the door. That's relief. That indicates relief. وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ. Allahu Akbar, finally relief came. So when you're tempted by a sin, firstly, say Ma'ath Allah, remember Allah, take advantage of that feeling of fear of Allah in your heart. Move away from the place of the sin, run, move. Istabaqa al-bab, run. And then the relief of Allah Azza wa Jal is going to come so near, straight after it, it's going to come. And wallahi, if you do this, you will never ever walk away empty-handed. You will walk away with iman revived in your heart. Look at this, Allah. You are going to do a sin. You stopped it. You're going to walk away with iman revived in your heart. You're going to walk away knowing that you have genuine fear of Allah that exists in your heart. And you're going to walk away with a hasana ridden for you. Allahu Akbar. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man hamma bi sayyi'atin falam ya'malha kutibat lahu hasana. Anyone who intended to commit a sin and then he doesn't end up committing this sin, Allah would record it for him one hasana. Allahu Akbar. Look what you walk away with when the genuine fear of Allah Azza wa Jal shines in your heart. So we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran in Surah Al-Mulk, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, those who fear their Lord in the unseen, meaning those who fear their Lord when no one can see them but Allah, for them especially is maghfiratun, a forgiveness. That's why I'm telling you, in order to achieve the forgiveness of Allah, one must fear Allah when no one can see him. For such people, Allah said in Surah Al-Mulk, lahum maghfirah, for them is a forgiveness, wa ajrun kabir, and a great reward. Anytime you see the word great reward in the Quran, it refers to the paradise. And what is greater than that reward, the paradise and the luxuries that are in it, and the ultimate reward in the paradise, and that is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.